Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
Welcome to the Family Altar from the Bible Broadcasting Network. Hi, my name is Vic Gregory, and this is our special time of prayer and our time of devotion to prepare our hearts for prayer. I have prayer requests before me that have been submitted by members of our listening family, and we're going to take time and pray for those needs here in just a bit. First of all, we have our time of devotion to prepare our hearts for prayer. And David Wyatt, who works with our chat ministry and our Bible Institute, joins us again today. He leads us in our devotion time. David?
And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you'll not hear, and if you'll not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. For he's the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But ye are departed out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore have I also made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have been partial in the law. Have not we all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah hath dealt treacherously, and an abomination is committed in Israel and in Jerusalem. For Judah hath profaned the holiness of the Lord which he loved, and hath married the daughter of a strange god. The Lord will cut off the man that doeth this, the master and the scholar out of the tabernacles of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering unto the Lord of hosts. And this have ye done again, covering the altar to the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with crying out, insomuch that he regardeth not the offering any more, nor receiveth it with good will at your hand. Yet ye say, wherefore? Because the Lord hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion, and the wife of thy covenant. And did not he make one? Yet he had the residue of the Spirit. And wherefore one, that he might seek a godly seed? Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. For the Lord, the God of Israel, saith that he hateth putting away. For one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. Ye've wearied the Lord with your words. Yet ye say, wherein have we wearied him? When you say, every one that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them, or where is the God of judgment? Malachi chapter 2. We move into chapter 2 of Malachi's message, and we have as up-to-date and relevant a message as possible. The priests, those who were responsible before God to teach the people God's word, were failing miserably. Beyond that, they were actually teaching their own ideas rather than God's word. It says Jesus said in his day, Matthew 15:3, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Today we have the strange phenomenon of what some call living documents. What's meant by this usually is that a doctrinal statement of a church or Bible school is not followed as written, but rather can be stretched and changed to fit the current situation. Obviously the priests were doing the same with God's word in their day, as many do in our day. This can only lead to confusion and sinfulness. When this happens with God's Word, it's rendered ineffective in our lives because it's no longer taken as literal truth and its power is bypassed in our lives. The culture of the day is actually treated as of equal importance with the Scriptures. Though few would actually admit this, it practically does become the case. The people's rejection of God's Word had led to sinful living. They were evidently living sinful lives, disregarding the Word of God, then coming to the temple and crying crocodile tears, fooling themselves that they were right with God. What a wonderful opportunity this book offers us to search our own hearts before our loving and gracious God. Well, let's return now to our waiting BBN announcer and spend some time alone with God in prayer and praise in the BBN Family Altar Prayer Time.
Thank you, David. As we give attention to our prayer requests for today, we've been asked to pray for a friend who is seeing a hematologist soon, and hopefully that doctor will be able to help this friend with her low blood count levels. And lift up a listener who is working to lose weight and live a healthier lifestyle. A listener is requesting prayer for her daughter. She's struggling with anger issues. Also pray for her young family. And another listener is praising the Lord for all the answered prayers and provisions that He has made for her life. If you would please remember a listener who is in need of a home and someone who is losing his hearing abilities is asking for prayer. Listener requests prayer for her pastor to hold firm to the truth of Scripture. And here's a request for prayer for the residents in an assisted living center. If you would please pray for the Lord's will and a son's potential housing opportunity. And many of our listeners would like us to pray regarding their search for a vehicle. Several of our listeners have unspoken prayer requests. Let's remember those. And a listener is praising the Lord for the healing of her hand and asks that we would continue to pray for her insurance company to cover her treatments. If you would please lift up a pastor who has cancer. And a listener is asking for prayer for healing from mental health issues. Please pray for a great-grandson who is now living in a situation where he cannot attend church the way he wants to. And remember a daughter in prayer. Her baby is having trouble sleeping at night. Someone would like us to ask the Lord to give peace and comfort to a mother. Her children had to place her in assisted living care here recently. And pray for a man who has cancer in his liver and another gentleman who has cancer in his nose. A married couple is in need of our prayers, and a listener is requesting prayer for her struggle with loneliness as her family members seem so busy. Please pray for a daughter's family as the family moves 4 hours away from loved ones. And be in prayer for a woman who recently lost her husband. Here's a request concerning a listener's aunt. This woman has many health issues that cause her pain. And a mother is asking for prayer for all of her daughters. They need wisdom from the Lord in raising their children. Pray for a granddaughter who has health issues and she's traveling with her parents for vacation. Here's a request for a friend who has severe upper respiratory problems that may be life-threatening. A listener asked that we would pray for an upcoming repeat eye operation, that it would work this time and solve his issue. And pray for a listener who lost her mom this time last year, and she's also facing major surgery here soon. Let's take time and place all these needs before our Heavenly Father. As we continue our time of prayer, here's a request for the family of a woman who just passed away, and they are preparing for the funeral this weekend. And be in prayer for a friend who is in need of medical care. Please lift up a listener who had her bank account hacked and a large portion of money is missing. And here's a request for someone who is searching for a loved one, but she has not been able to find him. A listener is requesting prayer that the Lord would direct her in how to reconcile with her daughter. And we've also been asked to pray for the daughter. And be in prayer for someone and her roommates. They are all recovering from various ailments. Here's a request for a listener's boss. He is recovering from cancer treatments. Someone is praising God for her new job and asks that we would pray that she learns her new responsibilities in a timely manner. Please pray for some test results that a listener is awaiting. And a daughter who refuses to go to the doctor, but she's not well, is in need of our prayer today. Prayer has been requested for a granddaughter that she would get out of an ungodly relationship. And lift up a listener who is in the midst of many battles. If you would please, be in prayer for someone who's trying to patiently wait for things that have been promised to her. And a listener is praising the Lord for some friends who are doing well after difficult sicknesses. Prayer has been requested for a man and some loved ones who have various medical needs. And a married couple needs a new place to rent. Pray that they'll be able to find that new home. Here's a request for somebody's lost friend who's struggling with arthritis and has an injured husband. Most of all, these people need the Lord Jesus. Pray for that. And pray for a friend who has diabetes whose medicine makes her sick. Here's a request for a listener and her loved ones, if they would be protected from some people who mean them harm. And we've been asked to pray for an elderly woman who had a bad fall and is not doing well. Please remember a listener and her family in prayer. They all have experienced many difficulties and illnesses, and they have financial troubles. And a listener needs some good quality sleep and release from her anxieties. Pray for her. Here's a request for someone who is struggling to recover from a motorcycle accident. And we've been asked to pray for a son who has a new job and is in need of learning some new skills. A diabetic listener has a rash on her foot and a spot on her leg and is asking that we would pray for her healing. And pray for someone who feels that her life is in danger. We've been asked to remember a listener who has many skin cancer places being cut by a dermatologist. She asked that we pray for her healing. And a listener is thanking the Lord for the gift of prayer and that He cares about our concerns. Let's take these needs before our Heavenly Father's throne of grace. Thank you so very much for joining us in our time of prayer today. As we continue our prayer time, this listener is requesting that we pray for the BBN chat and biblical advisors as they share scripture and advice to people who need it. And speaking on their behalf, I know that they would appreciate your prayer. And remember a listener who has a worsening medical issue but is not able to go to the doctor. Please pray for some victims of abuse who are healing. And a friend's husband is in the intensive care unit. He's not doing well, and he may not be saved. Let's pray that he'll see his need to trust Jesus as Savior, if in fact he's not saved, and pray for his healing. Here's a request for a family that's grieving the loss of a sister and her husband, and they leave behind children and grandchildren. And a listener would like us to pray that the Lord would work out a difficult neighbor situation. Prayer has been requested for somebody who's sick with a virus. And if you would please remember a niece and her children as they have need of jobs and housing. Several of our listeners have unspoken prayer requests today. We've been asked to remember those. And here's a request for a mother who's recovering from pacemaker surgery. A gentleman will be having a total hip replacement operation soon, and he lives alone. He is in need of prayer. And a woman is requesting prayer for a change of heart for some people who are mistreating her. A listener's loved ones will be traveling soon. We've been asked to pray for their safety. Here's a request for a friend who's hospitalized with health problems. And also pray for another friend who is being evaluated for her health issues. A listener is requesting that we pray for the United Methodist Annual Conference that's going on this week, that it would be Spirit-led. I know that there is great discussion within that conference about a split between conservatives and liberals. And an uncle is in rehabilitation to learn to walk again. Please pray for his progress. If you would please pray for a listener who needs physical and spiritual strength in the days ahead. And here's a request for a grandson. He has mental, emotional, and financial needs. Pray that this family also would be reunited to care for him. Thank you. Somebody is asking that we pray for love and understanding between this person and their landlord. And remember a daughter in prayer. She had recent back surgery. Pray for her recovery. A listener is asking that we pray as their roof is being replaced on their home. And prayer has been requested for a father to stop smoking and for a mother to stop drinking. Please pray for a listener who has sharp pain in her eyes. And a daughter lost a baby last year and is hoping to get pregnant soon. Pray for her. Here's a request for a family that lost a son in a motorcycle accident. And pray for a couple that has financial problems. And pray for the daughter of the couple to return to church. And if you would please, remember a young man who recently had a brain tumor removed, and now he is awaiting test results to know if it is cancerous. Let's take time and pray about these things. Father in heaven, again we do thank you today for the opportunity to pray. We praise your name, that you care about us and that you are willing to hear our prayers. We don't have to force you to do that or convince you to do that. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. And we thank you for our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fact that through him we can boldly come to your throne of grace to find grace and mercy to help in our time of need. Father, we thank you again today for the privilege of praying for people to be saved. And there are many in our listening family who have unsaved friends and unsaved family members, and we pray for those individuals and ask that you would give us opportunity to share the gospel with them. And as we do so, we pray that you would do a work in their hearts and bring about conviction and draw those individuals to yourself. We think about the one who is in the hospital and not doing well in intensive care, and it may be that he's not saved. And we pray, Father, that you would bring him face to face with that reality if he doesn't know you, and that you would give him grace that he might trust Christ as Savior. We think of those who have cancer today, Father, and we ask again today that you would help them. We pray that you would strengthen them, that you would encourage them, and that you would bring healing if that is your will. And certainly may your grace be their portion until such time as you see fit to heal them. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.